So we're back again at the Brave Plug, and this time we are joined by Mother Shireen and my mom, Elder Maggie. Welcome, ladies. Welcome. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, well, I think if we could start perhaps just by sharing your old journeys with us. I think both of you have different journeys, so if we could start with you.
Where do I even start? So my journey started a few years ago as a mother of two, mm-hmm. married, and along the way things didn't go according to plan. So I found myself being a single parent, mm-hmm. having to raise my children, take them through school, having to help myself and them to adapt. Yeah. To the different scenario now at home, but also making sure that as a leader in the home, I give them hope, I help them to also know that it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, my cancer journey started in 2001, so I'm actually 23 years a cancer survivor, actually an overcomer.
Oh, wow.
2001, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and in that process, I had to undergo a mastectomy in my left breast, and that was very traumatic.
Mm.
Being a mother of three, a little one was 3 years old, married, and it's so amazed that it was picked up at an early stage.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to go through any other treatments but through the operation. Mm. 5 years on medication, and the cancer came back in 2005. 2006, that time in the left upper femur, whereby I had to undergo 30 sessions of radiation every single day until a Saturday, and also small dosage of chemo with no after effects. Again on tamoxifen, it's a breast cancer tablet, for the next 5 years. 2011, the cancer came back again, this time the skull, the spine, sure. and again the left upper femur. Whereby this time, not so lucky, three times around, I had to undergo a big dosage of chemo with all the after effects that's linked with that. But it's so amazing that with my mastectomy, when the doctor gave me the results, you've got cancer.
Mm.
He told me that you need to be positive. He told me there's five things that he wants me to remember. Mm. Number one, he was a Jewish doctor. He said prayer. Prayer is very important. And he said to me, number two is positive mindset. He said, this is a disease. The minute you become negative, it takes over. You need to be positive.
Mm.
And the other three is your treatment. Where is medication, radiation, chemotherapy? Don't skip it. I'm from the hospital right now. That's why I was a bit late.
Okay.
From Joburg Chen for my bone drop. I'm still getting bone drop every 3 months in the chemo room. So when the cancer came back the third time around, I lost a very good friend of mine, a colleague from El Dorado Park, through leukemia, which is blood cancer.
Sure.
And before she passed away, God actually asked me to start a support group in Geluksdal. And I'm actually originally from Reiger Park, my hometown. And I say to God, no, I'm not from Geluksdal, because Geluksdal people are more from Painville. So I'm not from Painville. I can't start a group amongst these people. They're not going to operate with me. And when I lost my friend, God spoke again to me at her funeral. And I was very obedient before, but then disobedient. And in that time, I told my husband, I was crying like a baby. And I started off a group through Kansas Assistance in Geluksdal. And we are really working very hard in the community. It's so amazing that now, in this period of time, there are so many new diagnoses.
Yeah.
We can't, our arms is too short to help each and everyone.
Sure.
But everywhere where you just hear, it's people are dying nowadays of cancer.
Mm.
And it's so important for people to have knowledge.
Yeah.
Because knowledge is power.
That's
so
true.
That is what the group are doing. We are having awarenesses. We are joining up with Cancer for the Cancer Relay for Life. We had one in June.
Mm.
And that is really and truly something for a community. There are people must know cancer is not a death sentence. And yeah. I'm a living testimony of that. Yeah. It's just a word if it's been picked up at an early stage. So I just thank God for that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Thank you both for sharing a lens into your journeys. I know, Momex, as a counselor as well, you've probably dealt with a lot of people who've had, or you've journeyed with a lot of people who have had terminal illnesses and who probably even survived, like how you, Mom Shireen, have gone through. So just let us know, what are some of the things that you would probably highlight to a person who maybe has just had a big diagnosis, and how do you keep your head up? Because like how you have said that, it's important to stay positive, right? Mm. And I believe the positivity can also be some type of a medication to oneself. So what are some of the things that you would say would help someone keep their head up?
So some of the things that Sister Shireen mentioned, they are universal principles.
Yeah.
Because in life, generally, we face different challenges. It might not necessarily be sickness, but any form of challenge. The first thing is to be aware of the thoughts that you allow through your head.
Mm.
There's a saying that battles are won or lost in the mind. So it's important to be aware. And I remember there was a time a few years ago when Cindy Trim came, and one of the things that she said was, our words are thoughts clothed in a language.
Oh, wow.
So in other words, what you allow in your mind, we need to be very careful about it, because if it's negative thought, it will have a negative impact on your well-being.
Yeah.
So it's important to fill yourself up with positive thoughts. It's important to understand that there are certain things that are within our sphere of control, and there are those that are outside our sphere of control. So if it's something like that you can't remove it, the most important thing is to accept that this is the situation at the moment.
Mm.
So acceptance is very important, because it also informs how you view everything. Instead of just seeing yourself as a victim, see how you can rise beyond that. Mm. Because at the end of the day, we always also remember, as a child of God, that God knew that this was going to happen to you long before.
Yeah.
And that's why there's so many scriptures that talks about, do not be afraid.
Yes.
I am with you. So also go into the scripture.
Mm.
Go into the scripture and reading and studying the word of God that gives you courage. Seeking help and asking for help, because there's also many times when people thinking asking for help is a sign of weakness. It's not. So when you seek help or you reach out, it could be spiritual, it could be also in relationship, like with your family, with friends.
Yeah.
And when you talk about spiritual, it's also surround yourself with the right type of people. And one thing that I appreciate also about this church is there's so much help readily available.
Yeah.
We've got pastoral care. And also if you come to the service and you listen to the preaching, it's amazing how the word that is ministered from the pulpit will talk to you directly.
Mm.
And it will go directly to whatever challenge, whatever battle that you are dealing with. The other thing is also to, what I want people to also be aware is, we have many initiatives in this church to encourage and to support people that are facing challenges. One of the things is, we offer free counseling for the members of this church, where you can just sit down with a counselor and speak your heart out and share your thoughts and share your fears. Because we can't ignore the fact that there could be fear, there could be anxiety, especially when you get to hear about it the first time. Mm. So you get somebody who can walk the journey with you to understand you. We also have a program called Hurts, Habits and Hang-Ups in this church as well, where again, for whatever the habits that we want support so that we can overcome, or the hang-ups that we have as people, because it's also could be as a result of the battles that you go through in life, the hurts that we experience as well. So there's a lot of support as well. Family support is also important. Being open as well. When you feel weak, reaching out and saying, today I feel very weak.
Yeah.
So it's those are some of the things that are very important. Of course, making sure that you eat healthy, making sure that you keep fit, and understanding, don't stop dreaming. So despite whatever that you might be facing, don't stop dreaming.
Mm.
Because the dreams and the goals and the aspirations that you have are also one of those things that make us look forward to the next day.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Whatever challenge, don't stop dreaming.
That's beautiful, yeah. What about you, Sister Shireen?
Give me the question.
Stay, I don't know if you want to repeat that.
So it was generally just about how from the side, the counseling session or the counseling part, how can you overcome? But I think then maybe for you, Sister Shireen, you can just let us know, how do you, because you work with a beautiful group of, I believe, people who actually need the support, right? So how do you help them, or what is the conversation kind of aligning to when you speak to them, kind of being encouraged mentally and being encouraged physically to kind of still pursue life? So what are some of the programs and some of the things that you expressed and that they should actually just go about and do?
Okay, what we normally do is when they come to us, especially to myself, is we tell them there is a support group, because I'm also the chair of the support group here at church, the cancer group, and the founder of the cancer group in Hillsdale. So the thing is, those people, until today, this day and age, think it's a stigma when you've been diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And it's not so, because there is help out there.
Yes.
You don't need to wait until you reach your last stage.
Yeah.
Because then there's nothing the doctors can do.
Mm.
So we tell them, if there is signs, we've got awareness about the signs.
Yes.
Pick that up and seek help out there, because there is help. There's professional help out there. And the thing is this, that people must know, it's not an end. It's just a band.
Yes. Mm. That's true.
And what we also do as a support group is we reach out to them in order to let them know that you're not alone. Because when I was diagnosed, I was telling myself, I'm the first one in Hillsdale that's been diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, yeah.
And it's so amazing that when I've been discharged at hospital and we went to, that time it was Trade Center in Springs, because you know when the mother's in hospital, the farmers run the household, the washing is hanging the way it's hanging on the line, but it's done and the cupboards is empty, so we had to go do shopping.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing that my very own pastor now, Janine's mom, and I put me in the Trade Center.
Wow. Sure.
And she greeted me, because we know one another personally.
Yeah.
And to me it's like, everybody can read on your forehead, she got cancer. But that's what the devil was telling you. And my husband, I told my husband that, and he was really my caregiver, my biggest support structure. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2020. But then he said to me, no, you need to get out of that. Because you actually, at the end of the day, when you feel that self-pity, you went into a pit.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to come out of that.
Mm.
So you need to fight back.
Yeah. Mm.
And the minute you stand up, I mean, you really can fight back.
Mm. Yeah.
And one of our survivors that we went to go visit yesterday, she got 7 different types of cancer.
Sure.
But the positive, she's so positive.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies walked in there with tears in her eyes, but that smile on her face, irrespective. You know, it's when Job, I always tell them, you know the story of Job. He can attack the body, but the soul doesn't belong to him. So
that's good.
I did research, and it's actually scary, but it's true, that cancer can come back 10 times in one person, which is very scary. Every time when you've been diagnosed, you need to fight back. You don't need to give up.
It's important, yeah.
So we are there for them. We support them. They need to know they're not alone. Because people in attend any other sickness, even HIV for that matter, you start to withdraw yourself. And there's a time when you've been attacked by that disease and takes you away.
So what were some of the self-care things that you kind of did for yourself when you were on the journey? You know, whether it be kind of a relaxation of some sort or giving yourself a cupcake, I don't know, to say you've done it.
Yes.
So what were some of the self-care things that you practiced around, especially in the times when the diagnoses were very fresh and things were very intense?
And I think to add on that, how did you maintain hope as well during that time?
Okay, it wasn't very easy,
but
it's amazing how God can carry you through.
Yes.
Because come back to what my sister said in the hospital, before I went into theater for the mastectomy, I got that first, I was singing in the choir that time, in the previous church in the choir, and it was a song, you know, a lot of songs and comes from the word.
Yeah.
And that song was playing in my mind, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." And it's Isaiah 41 verse 10. And it's almost the lady that was with me in the ward gave me a piece of paper from their church, Christian Family Church, and the very same verse was on that. And when I went home, I couldn't find that verse in the Bible. I got attacked from the devil. And that day I decided, you are not going to play with my mind. I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to fight back. So I just gave myself a treat. My husband, actually, he was, like I said, the biggest support. He just decided, you're not going to stay in the four walls. Because it's also not easy. When you're sick and you stay in the four walls, you become depressed. He always used to take me out. And thank you. I can't thank God enough for family and friends.
Yes.
In Geluksdal, one of my friends is Caroline. She was part of our group. They were the ones that really came out and will go out and they'll cheer me up. You know, even the kids for that matter. So my family really was there for me.
Can I just add to say, this is so powerful because one of the things that the enemy does is to isolate you when you're going through the challenges so that he can do as he pleases with you in isolation. So it's very important. It's true that it's important to reach out to people, especially in your moment of weakness. God will always raise people that will support you until you're okay to stand on your own. And like
true.
I said as well, when you truly feel healed and strong, it's also equally important to share your journey with others.
Yes.
Because you could find that they may be going through what you went through.
Yeah.
And it's important when somebody's talking from, this is what I have gone through, you tend to listen more because they could relate much better with what you're experiencing. But it's also important to know that everybody deals with challenges in a unique way.
That's true.
So know how you do your things and all of those things. Have a diary where you keep moments, positive moments, where when you need them.
Yeah.
When you can't, at that point in time, you can't remember anything positive about your life, go to your diary.
Reflect back.
And see, think about the good times and all of those things. And like I said, never stop dreaming.
I like that. That's
Can
so
I just
beautiful.
Add on to sure. that to share your story? I was actually very lucky. What the devil meant to harm me, God turn it around and use it so that people out there can hear that we're serving a living God. Because I had an opportunity where I met up with other groups as well, Reach for Recovery, and we were with Miss South Africa finalists.
Okay.
And then also I was part of Twin Savers. I was an ambassador for Twin Savers. We were 18 ladies from Helen Joseph Breast Clinic that's run by Professor Carol Benn. And we were on the picture, on the cover of the toilet paper, the two-ply Twin Saver toilet paper. And out of that 18 faces on the toilet paper, there was five ambassadors, and I was one of that five ambassadors. Sure. This is how God can take that and use it to turn it around and show the world that this is my child. You're not going to play with her. And to share your story, my story was also, between the five of us, our stories was also in the Pick and Pay book at the shops. But we couldn't reply on that. But my daughter, my eldest daughter, told me there was a lady from Cape Town. Mm. She came back, and when she read my story, she actually was on the verge of giving up. Sure. And she, when she read my story, she said, if God can do this for this lady, he can do it for me.
Amen. Yeah.
So I felt so good that I could do it, change somebody else's mindset and tell them, this is not the end.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely do believe that as survivors and as therapists, we can partner, right?
Yeah.
To walk this brave journey, this journey bravely.
Yes.
And ladies, thank you so much for taking this time to share your stories and give us insights on how we can overcome and how we might be brave when we are required to be brave.
Yes.
But also be brave for other people and be an inspiration and light. Ladies, we have had an amazing time, and thank you for the plug.
Thank you.
Only a pleasure. Only a pleasure. Oh.